Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing today?
Hi, this is Doug Millar. Who's this?
Reverend Pinckney.
Hi, Reverend.
How you doing today?
All right. I went over there to your church with Amy one time and met you just as you were adjourning. This is probably a year ago or so.
Yeah, absolutely. We had to switch to a different type of broadcast. Last week we had a major disruption.
Somebody
so we know how
you,
that
huh?
works.
Of course.
Absolutely. We're waiting for Amy and them to get on now.
Right.
I'll put you back on hold and then we'll see where we at, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
we're waiting on Amy and Ken to come on. As soon as they get on, then we can start. Amy, are
Hello.
You there?
Yes, I am, Reverend Pinkley.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just left the police station with my daughter.
Okay, what's happening?
Well,
you want to talk to you? Want to call me after the show and talk about it?
Oh, no. I want to be on the show because, you know, I got to be dedicated about it. But I will. Yeah, I'll talk to you about after the show. Yes, I will.
Okay. I don't see Ken nowhere around. Where's Ken?
Let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
Reverend Pinkney, Gloria's last number is going to be...
Okay, there's Ken.
9302. And what Gloria is going to do is, she's going to read the agenda for last Thursday for today.
Okay. You said her last four digits is what now?
9302.
I don't see her.
9302.
Okay.
You see Ken?
Yeah.
Okay. My
wife is lighting. Ken, are you there?
I'm here, Reverend Pinkney. How you doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Hey, you had a little rocky road, huh?
When was that?
Well, you know, I know how the TIs are.
Yeah, sometimes they're their worst enemies.
Absolutely, but we got to stay strong and keep them together.
Yeah.
So we know how that works.
Yeah, how many we got on the line tonight?
About 17.
Oh, okay.
You see? We probably won't have a whole lot to till everybody kick in with the new NEMA, new system.
Right. Well, we couldn't keep going the way we were going. So
no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Then, you know, people could come in and do whatever they want to do. No, we're not having it like that. My job is to make sure we accomplish something here.
Right, exactly, yeah, because we're not just on here to have time, you know.
That's right.
Because
my time is too valuable to be sitting around doing nothing.
Right.
So I'm ready to move to the next level. Amy, she still have not came on. She must be trying to call her.
Yeah, she probably is.
What's Gloria last digits are what now?
Oh, I didn't. You know, I'd have to hang up my phone to see. I forget what her last number was.
Hold on, let me see.
I talked to Barbara.
9302.
9302. Nope, she's not on.
Okay, hold on. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, she's 10 minutes late. We only have 60 minutes.
Is Dave on?
You on with his brother Pinkney was looking for your number, but you on right now. Give him the report.
Okay, because they've been giving me problems with my computer and my phone.
Okay.
I know. Reverend Pinkney know too.
All right,
okay,
well, let's get it started. Hey, before we get started, let's have a short prayer so we can get this thing off right.
Yes.
All right, hold on for a second. Gracious Father, we come today, first of all, thanking you and praising your name and lifting you up. Thanking you and only you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for loving us first. Lord, we ask that you touch the TI. We ask that you touch each and everyone that's on the line today. We ask that you touch their children and their children's children. We ask that you give them strength that they never had before. Lord, because we know that you are the key to knowledge. You're the wellspring of wisdom. You're the doorway of deliverance. You're the pathway of peace. We know that about you, Lord. That's why we're claiming it right now in your son Jesus' name. Ask that you touch them all right now. Touch their mind, their heart, their soul, spirit. Touch them like you never touched before. Give them strength. Strengthen them today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Go right ahead now, Gloria.
All right. I'm making the report. This is for February 28th, 2013, of Reverend Edward Pinkney. I want to thank Derek Robinson for supporting this movement by giving me some TIs from his state's list of FFCHS.org. We also want to thank Ramasus with the Legacy of a Nation and others like Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, Oath Keepers, and many more humanity rights leaders who want to protect our human rights. This meeting is about TI state advocacy and structured organizing to assist the weaker ones within our community. By doing so, we have reached out to Reverend Pinkney, Edward Pinkney, for his expertise and political leadership. Number one, this segment of the meeting will be used to announce ourselves, starting with the state we are advocating for. Number two, the overall agenda for all state advocates is to become well-organized, structured, and effective to end these covert crimes against humanity in America and abroad. Number three, the first thing Khalifa Ali, a.k.a. Amy, California TI, will pledge to our community is to advocate for the medical board and communities within my state. I will put them on notice about our existence. When I do so, I'm going to need your moral productive support and activism. This is how you can assist me with the challenging national movement by sending me a copy of your affidavit once it has been completed. I will file it with my affidavit and other tangible documents to the medical board and communities within my state. Next, I will report back to you my findings and outcome. I need you to do the same within your state medical board and communities until all 51 medical state boards and communities have a copy of all of our affidavits. This method put in place creates a domino effect reaction against those who participate into our targeting. By doing so, this puts them all on notice so that they can no longer hide. These covert criminal operations behind the medical communities all can agree when we speak about these atrocities, we are locked up or either given false misdiagnoses. We will utilize this method as an opportunity to tear down strongholds on our community. Remember, unity is power. We will discuss an effective date at a later time. after all of our affidavits are completed, if there is some delay in process, then I must carry out this mission with completed affidavits. Today's meeting is specifically for those who are very serious about making a contribution to society at large. This is why we must discuss our moral support for one another and for those who will be assisting us with the process of creating our own state TI advocates affidavits. We will limit these affidavits to only 3-page documentation. In the future, it can be extended. At the end of each meeting, we will be giving a state alphabetical chronological update report about our advocacy, challenges of our weakness, and how we can strengthen them for the last 21 minutes of the conference. Each speaker will be given at least 3 minutes to speak. To keep ordinance of the speaking process, someone will be designated to say, "Your time is up." Please be advised, if you do not have an opportunity within the meeting minutes to speak, we will pick up where we left off so that all of our state advocates can be heard. All speakers will be given opportunity to discuss their effective hard works and efforts in stopping satellite terrorism covert operations. Please be advised, this meeting is not for TIs that does not go out to their communities trying to make a difference in stopping these covert crimes. However, at a later date, you will be given the opportunity to make a difference when we pave the way for our community by joining the fight and strengthen in numbers when time is near. Thank you, Sister Ali, a.k.a. Amy. Thank you for listening.
Very good, very good. That's great, because we're going to give everybody an opportunity to speak. And just like you said, we're limited to 3 minutes. And sometimes when people try to go over 3 minutes, we have to stop you because we want to give other people an opportunity to at least say something. So on that note, I want to bring you in right fast. Ken, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, that does sound real good. That's good paperwork y'all did, really good. And we're going to stick to that. Okay? All right. Here's what, before we get, was that last week's agenda?
Yes.
Yes, it was, but we, now
mm-hmm.
this week.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Every week we're going to make sure that we have an agenda, and we're going to follow that agenda. If there's certain speakers who are going to speak, they need to let us know so we can put them on the agenda. And we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that we follow the agenda. So one of the things that I want to get going right now is that the affidavits that we were talking about. Here's what we need with the affidavits. When I go to Washington, I want to hand deliver those affidavits to the House and to the Senate. So those of you who have your affidavit, let's get them ready. And what we're going to do, we're going to make copies so that everybody can have a copy. I don't want 3 or 4. I want as many as possible. Okay, is that clear enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what we want to do, we want to make sure.
Pinkney,
yes.
I also called Derek and let him know we need affidavits from FFCHS, and he say he going to get one, and he going to write a letter for FFCHS, and he also going to put it in the newsletter for the other TIs to get their affidavit ready, too.
Okay, we still got to influence the other TIs to let them know that there's strength in numbers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Reverend Pinkney, but at the same time, I want you to go over there, please, and talk to them TIs over there again on FSCHS, and I will set it up with Derek and tell them that they doing. You commend them for doing their activist work, but we can't be going into corners with each other and thinking that one is a big eye and a bunch of little U's. See, we got a bunch of. They playing this mind game on these TIs, where these TIs all want to be the Indians and no. They all want to be chiefs and no Indians, and it don't mean that you can't be an Indian today and turn into a chief tomorrow and rotate when it's your time. So they got these TIs with these different groups and organizations, and then a lot of them is refusing to come over here because they want to be Indians, chiefs, and all that, and we don't care about the activists. That's good, but we need you to go over there, and I will set it up. For you to go over there and talk to them, say, this, I'm helping you. I have political background and experience of dealing with thousands of people. So, you know, we respect what you're doing, but at the end of the day, a TI going to need somebody that is not considered a TI and has the political influence like yourself. So I would appreciate if you get together with me and Ken and Gloria, and I talk to Derek and set this up for you to go over there and talk to them TIs again.
Okay, sounds good. Look, this is what I want y'all to put on the agenda for next week, that we're going to start a support unit where we're going to start supporting each other. We're going to have a committee set up, and when people need help, especially when it comes to the hospital and other things like that, that we're going to be organized enough to jump right on it. So I want you to make sure that you write this down and put it in the agenda, that next week we're going to start choosing up teams and different things like that. Even the TIs who don't like to talk, we still want you to be part of this because you're going to need help yourself. So we need people who's willing to be part of this, because we got to set up a support unit. And I think that's where we're at right now. We need to set up a support unit. And the affidavits, those are two of my top priorities. And that's it. You know, after that, Gloria, do you have anything you want to say?
Yes, Reverend Pinckney, I advise the TIs to get into reading about the technology of this program. And one assignment they could start with is microwave communication for mind control. And if they look that up, because when you really get, I was at one time thinking, oh, my God, it's that man over there. Oh, it's that woman over there. He stuck his hands in his pocket. Oh, he did this. It was crazy. I would be driving down the highway trying to write tag numbers down.
Yeah.
Oh, that car went by me and hit me. When you, one day, Sister Ali called me out of the clear blue sky. Well, it wasn't really. It was a divine order, you know. That was the Lord telling her to call me and give me the information that I needed. And she told me, she said, get into the technology of this, and you'll see that it's not a whole lot of people out here after you. So the first thing I looked up was terroristic satellites. And when you look that up and read about them, then it takes you to another level. And as you continue to read and understand this technology, you will go through places that you panicked before. You just walk in and do what you have to do and keep it moving.
Mm.
And so that's what I suggest, that they
And you know what, Gloria, here's what we got to do, too. We got to start educating the people, too. I think every week we should have one article to read about some kind of electronics, microwave, laser, or something like that. After we pray, I think that the next step is that we should go into the educational field. And start educating people about the microwave, what it does, and I think that's where we should be heading.
Yes,
what
well,
do
you,
Amy, Ken, and all the rest of y'all, what do y'all think about that?
That would be good, or it could be a question and answer, because this morning Sister Ali called me with information.
Yeah.
And when she laid it out to me, she said, now give it back to me. Tell me how you see it. And when I went and replayed it, because someone can say something, and yeah, I understand, but you really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I replayed it to her, she's like, that's right, Glo, that's how it works. So if someone would say, I'm being sprayed, how are they getting to me? What's going on? There'll be someone to answer that question.
That's what I'm
most
talking about. There are certain people who have been involved with this for such a long period of time should be able to give the definition of microwave, how it affects you, and different things like that. That's why every week we should have something to go on to talk about. And I think that whatever you choose that you want to talk, but we should take at least 5 to 10 minutes and talk about that to educate the people more than anything else. Because even the young lady that's in Florida, I think that we have to tell them all the symptoms, and then we got to have a support team. You see, I think that's even more important. Or just as important as the educated people having a support team who they can call and they can tell us what's going on, and we don't have to repeat that to no one else. We just go into action.
Right. Reverend Pinckney, another thing, the sister you come out of the Florida, her daddy said that her father said that he wanted to get active. He wanted to help sponsor getting us some bumper stickers to put on people's cars nationwide so people can understand that this is real, so they can do, he want to encourage them to do investigation. Because he said, and I told the brother, I said, we got to do it better. He said, if he knew who was doing this to his daughter, he said he used a military strategy on him, and the TIs wouldn't have to worry about that. But I told him there's a better way to do that. So the overall, Reverend Pinckney, what I'm kind of disappointed in a way, but I'm not, that it's sad that these TIs, they tell you all, they talk the talk about the technology, but they cannot see how the technology, the microwave communication technologies, can be used on them to trip them up, to even start a coup inside the TI community and have the TIs doing totally different things than what they need to do to help each other. In other words, they can make us all be our worst enemy, and then the ones on the computer manipulating our head ain't got to do it, because they can just keep messing with our minds on the computer, because that's what it's all about, Reverend Pinckney, that they got us too targeted and sensitive to physical people. No, the real handlers is on the computers messing with your brainwaves and tweaking your mind up like if you was on some crack or something. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, and that's what I'm thinking. So that's why we should be just more than a normal and organization. And maybe here's another thing, that we'll come up with a name for ourselves, a certain group. And I'll let y'all decide what name we'll kick that around. And everybody will have an opportunity to say what they think that we should be called. But remember this, Ali, there's nothing more important than setting up a support team and educating the people. And then I believe that we have to have some kind of action also. I believe that maybe the next step is to get the affidavits together and take them to Washington. And then we need to start picking in some of these congressmen or House of Representatives who think that this is not happening. I think that we have to have some kind of action, too.
I agree, and we all agree, because that's what needs to be done. We need to let them know they ain't not going to keep hiding behind this government. Because, see, this is human trafficking. And all those who know, this is a $1 trillion operation with being able to manipulate somebody's brainwaves and get them to do what you want without even laying a hand on them.
Mm. And I believe I know why they're doing it. I think the government is afraid that there might be an uprising, and they may not know how to control it. So what they're doing is they're experimenting on the people, and they've been doing this for years. So I'm thinking that we're on the right path, right track when we say this. So
yes.
I believe that y'all know more about this than I do. So we have to make sure that we're on point doing the things that need to be done. So
we're gonna come with the government patents, and if that don't tell you, why would they need a patent to say it does exactly what we're telling you it does?
Uh huh. And if there's a government patent on it, we can always get that information. So I'm thinking that that we should do something. Okay, let's get ourselves prepared to take this thing to the next level, and make sure that we're all on the same page on what needs to be done and how we're going to help each other. So to me, that's important. What happened to your friend, the one that got beat up?
That's my daughter. She's right here, and she's kind of really emotional right now. I'm just trying to tell her, although it happened to her, she kind of got to be a little bit low-key, because if you, although she in pain, if you come so aggressive, although you in pain, then the right ones, you can be traumatized and say things to them, and they be like, wait a minute, I didn't do it to you. So right now she's kind of emotional, and she's right with me now. And it's sad how they beat her up. And you wouldn't even believe that they would do these things. So I'm going to see if I can get her to say a few things. Say a little something to Reverend Pink.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? What's your name?
My name, Marlene.
All right, then. You want to tell us what happened, or you want to wait?
I want to just wait till I can gather my thoughts.
But you're doing okay, though, right?
Yeah.
You hanging in there?
Yes, it's here.
All right. They didn't arrest you, did they?
Huh?
Did they arrest
you?
Yes,
I got arrested for resisting arrest and assault.
Okay. All right, well, maybe we'll talk off the air, okay? So we can get a better idea how we're going to help you.
And she told me that they put a knee in her face and actually cursed her, called all type of names, and the other police just sit around like it was a game. And it was funny to them, and say, oh, you the one that loud mouth they was talking about. So they already had a target from then. And then she also told me how they microwave her body, her brain, years ago, and she didn't know what it was. So just imagine the people that they using this technology on, and they not even aware. And then they sent her to the state hospital as if she was mental. So another thing I want to do is I want to go through the mental hospitals and see how we could get some type of statistic, find out if anybody said they was microwaved, their brain was looked like their brain was on fire, or electrocuted or anything to that nature. I want to be able to show that these people are microwaved and they're trying to cover it up as if they are mental ill. Because I want to also let you know, Reverend Pinkney, we have to go back to the MK Ultra experimentation. That is our foundation of what we're dealing with. Without the MK Ultra experimentation the CIA was involved in, then it would not be this technology being used on us now. And they have got money in the medical community in the medical community to be able to fund this operation, saying that they're doing testings on this and testings on that just to keep up finance and paying these corrupted government officials and private contractors to keep using this technology on the citizens. And it's sad, but it goes back to MK Ultra.
Okay, and that's a government-funded program, is that correct?
Yes, and it so-called got banded, but they just went underground, paid the people, each victim, off so-called victims anyway, off $100,000,
And then they gave some hush hush money. Then they went underground, and then they came back up. And they say, you know, all of us discovered it never banded. We been microwave with them using that technology to microwave our brain waves to be able to communicate with us. And that's why them TIs be saying they hear voices, voice to skull, and they be communicating, forcing the speech on, in our heads by penetrating and intercepting our brain waves and communicating with our brains like if they were speaking out of a mic, but they speaking in our brains. So that's those are the techniques they use from this MK Ultra. That's, they couldn't have done what they done to us now at, without the foundation of CIA MK Ultra.
Let me say this. How do we find out who's the root of that MK Ultra program? Do anybody have any answers to that?
Ken has DVDs.
No,
I
know with the DVDs, but do anybody know exactly who we can go to or I can go to find out exactly about the MLK?
MK Ultra. Well, I'll tell you what, we won't give you no sudden answers. We'll do our research and we'll pass it to Ken and Ken will pass it to you.
Okay, because... And as soon as you do it, I can start making plans for it sometime in April to do a deeper investigation into that. And if I need to hire a private investigator to get answers, we will do that also, but we got to make sure we get the right one. So
okay.
I think that we're heading in the right direction. We need more answers. And believe me, I want people to start reading about this stuff. So people can know when we talk, we know exactly what we're talking about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so listen. We know what we need to do. Let's plan those affidavits. How many states do you have so far, Ali?
We have 25 states.
You got 45 people in 45 different states?
No, 25.
25, okay. And are they ready to roll?
Yeah, we ready to roll, but see, what I want to do is I want to give you their number and have you have a personal conversation with them as well to let them know that you know that they accepted to be representing their state. But I want you to give them like a prep talk of an understanding where we're going, because I don't need to be collecting no names, and then when it gets time to roll, they ain't ready.
Yeah.
So I need you to talk to them and see where their head's at to know if they serious about what we serious about. Because I don't just need nobody just to say, okay, I'll take that on, and then they complain about being a TI, but won't do nothing about the condition they are in. So I'm gonna give you all of their names and have you call them and speak with them.
Okay, I can do that too, and that's really really important, because today they might say they want to be part of it, and then tomorrow they might say no, or they might be in microwave and they tell them not to be part of it. So, you know.
Hey, Reverend Pinky, you know what? I love you for that. Because now I just want me to tell you that you know the dealio. And I am happy that you know the deal. Now you learn. See, that's why we need you, and that's why you're very important. Because we can tell you something, and it seems like you just come back so with the deliverance of insight, and you. You're not even one of these TIs. They should know what you know. You hit the nail on the head. You said that, in other words, they'll use that COINTELPRO and microwave their head and say, I don't feel good, I don't this, and I don't do that. And all the time, they don't care nothing about you. They doing that to make sure you don't move forward to help your TI fellow sister or brother.
Absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things that we have to do, too,
we have to be the big person. And like, you know, other TIs be having issues and stuff like that. We can't get mad at them because that's what they want us to do. They want everybody to be mad at each other. That way we won't come together and fight them.
That's their best game.
Yeah. So what we have to do, and believe me, there are going to be some TIs going to be accusing you of everything. So you have to be strong enough to say, okay, let's move on. So that's the only way that we're going to stay together and stick together. Because right now we have almost 35 people on the line, and these are people, some of them weren't even on the line last week. So we're looking good. We're looking like we can move forward. And but the point is, don't let them come in and separate us. That's the issue. So we got to grow. So let's get busy. One other thing. Who plan on, okay, how many affidavits do you think that you may have for me, let's say by the 20th of March?
Mine's ready.
Yeah, how many?
Mine is almost ready.
I want to make sure that we get as many as possible. I would love to have about 50, 60, 70 of them.
Brother Pinkney, I'm going to be talking to Barbara because she had a project going, and those same TIs who sent affidavits to the senator, I'm going to ask Barbara, can she write, should she work on a project so they can send them to you?
Yeah. If you send them to me, I'll hand carry them to them. And I'll deliver them on April the 3rd. Even if they don't do nothing, they give us a reason to pick it. They all. You understand that?
Reverend Pena, are you going to make copies so you can give them to different one of the senators or congressmen?
Yeah, or I wish that somebody else could make copies and do it. That'll cut down on my work if somebody else can do it. We'll set it up that way where you make, if you make 25 copies of each one, 30 copies, whatever it is, or we all can take time out and make copies, that way the expense won't be so great.
I think that's
one of the ways that we need to do it. But the key word is to spread them, and then we write down the person that we gave them to, or which office we gave it to, just in case we don't hear back from them, then we have a legitimate reason to pick at their office.
Right,
and I think
right.
That's where we need to, you know, I think we need to show more action. The TIs need to get out here and start doing more things, you know, and fight back. See, the key word for us, we have to fight back. We can't let the people think that what they're doing is stopping us from being successful. That's their whole plan. I know it's a little difficult. I know it is. You don't have to tell me. But you got to start fighting back. You understand?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you don't fight back, they're going to continue to pound you. So
you know,
we have to move this thing to a whole different level. And it's more or less.
You're right, Reverend Pinkney, because I'm going to tell you something. They think they got us where they want us. And I'm going to tell you, ever since I've been talking to TIs, ever since that you've been helping us and they know your background, that you don't play with them, right along with Whirlpool and NAACP, they're like, oh, shoot, they done got over there with somebody that ain't playing with us, and that's all we needed. But see, long as we've been in that TI circle, Whirl with me, and talking about our targeting, they was cool. Now, the Creator done blessed us to get to you, so I'm just gonna say this, and anybody else gotta say whatever they want to. That's too bad. I'm gonna stay over here with you because I'm gonna tell you something. Since we over here with you, I can see you. I read the paper that you gave me when I was in LA. You not no man to sit back and talk. you will turn the heat up on the enemy. And that's what we need to be, that's who we need to support you.
And as a matter of fact,
I'll put you something in the mail tomorrow.
That'll work. Here's something even more important that everybody got to, you know, we all got to start doing things. You know, as long as we sit back letting them attack us, they win. When we start reversing and start attacking them, we win. So that's what we have to do. And listen, I want all you TIs to know this. We can win this thing. If we stick together and work together, we can win. We can't win if we keep fighting with each other. Even if somebody makes you mad, understand it's not them. You see, once we get that in our head, oh, that's not her, or that's not him, then we're ready to move to the next level. Because it's going to be times when people going to do something and go, oh, he's not with me, she's not with me. But no, that's not you talking. That's not her talking. You see, remember, your mind is being controlled, and her mind is being controlled. That's why we have to look past this and learn to stick together. So I think we're doing some incredible things, but I believe in action. So we got to start doing things to show the people that we're serious about what we're doing.
Well, I'm thinking at one time, Derek had 85 affidavits, all notarized and everything. He gave me copies of them, and I took them when I met with Ron Paul when he's a congressman.
Uh-huh.
I gave them to him. Nothing ever happened, but if. In which he was getting ready to run for president, so I didn't think he was going to say nothing.
But you know what? If we give him something, and we don't, and we should give him a deadline. Let's say if we don't hear from you in 14 days, then we marching on your office, and we're gonna march until you come out and answer some of these, at least talk with us. And I think that's what we have to do, because believe me, they do not want you to march on their office. This is we be consistent and do it a lot. You hear me? So that's where we're going with this. So I think what we're doing now is trying to open things up, trying to get people moving, trying to get people to understand. And that's just the first step. So it's just some kind of action plan. Because I think the TIs, you need some kind of action plan. You can't sit around and do nothing. I don't care what it is, we have to do something. Until we start doing something, it's going to continue like this. So we have to learn to move this thing to another level. Let's stop putting them on the fence. Because if we continue to let them push us around, things going to stay just like they are.
Reverend
Pickens. You talking about somebody following you? Follow them.
Reverend Pickens. Well, I got you ready for you to get that number to call my mama, pastor. They left up. They quit microwaving her arm.
All right. Well, you know they know, because you got to have some kind of action plan. Believe me, you do. So, you see, any time that you tell people, and be bold. You know, don't be afraid. Be bold and stand up to these people. Because I tell you, whether you like it or not, they trying to control not only you, but the rest of the world. These are the same people who you're paying taxes to. So we got to make sure that they do what needs to be done and stop messing with us.
See, so, Reverend Pinkney, there's a couple of them in our group was getting people to send it into, I think it was Senator Whalen or something. And I sent mine in to him, and all of a sudden people started putting out, oh, he's not going to do nothing for us. Don't give your Social Security number. Don't do this. Don't do that. And people, that's somebody thrown in there just trying to stop the movement. No, anytime you can do anything like this, you got to do it. It's like the enemy's firing bullets at you, but you got the bullets in the gun, but you don't want to fire them back.
That's right. And that happened, kid. You know, that happens so often. You got a pistol and you won't shoot it. You see what I'm saying? And that's
right.
That's what they're counting on. They're counting on you being afraid to move. You being afraid to do anything. We're the government. We can do whatever we choose to do, whether you like it or not. So let's continue to build and take this thing to another level and show the world what we're capable of doing. And, you know, there's some action plans that y'all might want to do. Anything that you want to do, bring it to the table so people can talk about it. And here's another thing. When you're on the call, when you want to speak, all you have to do is press 1. And when you press 1, we'll let you in if you're going to talk normal. So we want to give everybody an opportunity at least. So I think that's a good thing. So listen, here's something that I think is important also, that we make sure that we have our minutes for the meeting and then be able to read them back next week. You understand what we're saying? Make sure that you have the minutes ready and every week, so that way we'll know what we're doing and what we talked about. And Gloria, it's important that everybody, if you got some ideas, please let us know, because nobody knows everything. So we want to make sure that everybody is on the same page. No big eyes and little you. So that's how we're going to deal with this thing. So if somebody else want to speak, they go right ahead. Anybody?
Is Dave Briscoe on the line? 0661?
0661. No.
Maybe you can open up a few lines, Reverend Pinckney, and see what they're going to say.
Okay, let me see who this guy is. 903-712-319. 903, you're on the air.
Hello, Reverend Pinckney. This is Lonnie in Washington State. And I just wanted to tell you to get fairly informed as to what some of this is about. There is a book out written by a T.I. recently called The Invisible Crime. I believe the author is Michael Bell. I don't know whether you're familiar with it or not. But he was also endorsed by a man who, way back for 30 years, has been an investigator trying to help people, and I believe the TI, too, at this point. He has sent me all kinds of information on how to shift. Otherwise, people have to pay him $2,500 to do it. He knows a lot about it. His name is Roger, is all I know his name, but he is at, it's called bugsuite.com, and he's the investigator. He's the one who was endorsing this book by Michael Bell. So you might find that interesting. I think that sometimes people, you know, people like us have a hard time sometimes figuring out exactly why, because this is an invisible crime, and I believe some people can go a little too far interpreting who's doing it, why it's happening, that sort of thing. So I think we do have to keep a level head on it, and I appreciate, let me tell you this, definitely, I appreciate your appeal to the Lord Jesus before we got started, because I believe in him right now, and he's the one who's going to help us most of all. There are people who will tell us, you know, some of the TIs will come on and tell us technical things to do, and then they'll say, in order to keep the spirit out of your child, you keep your television somewhere, and this color is going to get to him. We can go a little too far, I believe, so we do have to temper some of the things that are said over the phone. I mean, people talk about lizard people, and that's what it's just imagination can go wild. One figures out. I've been a TI for 10 years, and it's technical stuff. And I believe it's definitely used by people who are doing evil, and they may be doing it according to the opposition that God has in this world. And they're just, it's a technology I believe that Satan can use. But I think we have to go a little bit, we have to hold it to what the Bible tells us is about spirits. You know,
here's something, too. I think that we have an obligation to the other TIs who may not know, who may think they know, to provide or educate them. So I think that if we're going to be a unit, organization, or whatever we're going to be, we need to start educating other TIs so they will know exactly the symptoms and what each one does to you. So that way we can tell them. A lot of times, a lot of people know, but they don't. They're afraid to talk about it. So what we're going to do, what they're afraid to say, we're going to be willing to say on this program. And we're going to work together. We're going to show them. And I always say this. A support team is very, very, very important. Because when they come, you need somebody to call. You need somebody to talk to. You need somebody to say, well, hey, you know, what's the symptoms? Tell me the symptoms and I can tell you what's going on. And if we come up with even a manual, because I'm pretty sure the when they attack you with the microwave, they know what they're doing. You just don't know what they're doing. So that's where I'm at right there. So any way that we can help each other, that's what we have to do. We have to find a way to help each other. And I know it's almost 45 TIs on the line tonight. I know y'all don't like to talk, but you need to understand how important it is for us to work together and make sure that we know one person don't carry all the load. So that's crucial. So look, we're down to 4 minutes. You got about, you know, you got about 90 seconds, say whatever you want. Go right ahead.
Who, me?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say God bless you and thank you for the work you're doing. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, too. Gloria, you still there? Okay. Ali, you still there? Okay.
Hey, Rick.
Go ahead. Gloria?
Let me say something. I know Roger Tosis is a private investigator in all this.
Uh-huh.
But all of you on this line tonight, I've had experience with him, and this is only my opinion. Be careful what you pay him for and what you do with him. I will tell you all of you that right now.
Well, we're not going to do nothing unless we all agree upon it.
No, but I'm talking about when a private person, a TI, gets a hold of him, he's all about the money.
Yeah. And then they always think that money is going to solve the problem. But we do need a private investigator who's willing to work with us. And most times, let's see if we find one that do some work for nothing. Because there are some out here, just they'd be intrigued by this. I know I could talk a few people into doing something for free because just the idea that, you know, that it's me. But let's see what we can do because we need to do some things and make sure that we have some kind of action plan. Everything that we do is going to be action. We're going to have some kind of reaction. If they're microwaving you, we're going to go to the root of the problem and find out the source. Who's doing this? And if we have to go and pick it in front of that place, if it's the CIA, we'll pick it the CIA. If it's the FBI, we'll pick it the FBI. If it's the White House, we'll pick it the White House. It don't make no difference. We're going to make these folks either put up or shut up.
Yes, we need to go to the FBI because, see, they ain't doing nothing, and this is in their league. This is a federal crime committed against humanity, and they are not doing nothing. But this is what I want to say before we hang up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to you that let's go tunnel rats, go through the tunnel and come up and find all the information we can for CIA, MK Ultra, and let's stay right there with our investigation with this private investigator because we're going to show him that it's the same thing. It's just done remotely, performed into the homes of the TIs and also anybody, the humanity, USA citizens. So we do know that it got busted through the church committee and they investigated. So we want to get that information to you so we can go and we can go there because it's also from Canada and United States. They was going back and forth. And we also know the doctor who was using this technology and the psychiatrist is the number one key
to this program because they use the technology to act like people had a psychological disorder and then experiment on them. And then the doctor, Cameron, he couldn't be questioned because of his expertise as his doctor. And then they busted him, and then just different things. That's the history of that. Then it was also a Geneva Convention, and all of these people was tried with this crime against humanity. So what we have to do is we have to use that as foundation because those was brain experimentations, and we also got to get information on Dr. Jose Delgado, who was experimenting on the bull to father the researches on human beings. That's the foundation. We got the foundation.
But yeah, here's what we're going to do. I think me and Ken are going to be working close together. I want to find out about this stuff, and I'm going to guarantee y'all that we're going to find out about how it started, why they're doing it. We're going to do some work. We're going to get out here, and I don't know how far where it's going to take us, but it's going to take us somewhere, and we're going to have some answers. Listen, we don't have any more time, but I just want to remind everybody, do not forget to have those affidavits in, because I need them by the 20th, because I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. on the 3rd. We're going to be picking in the NAACP on the 3rd, and on the 4th, we're going to be in Baltimore. So I want you all to call your friends, call your family members, tell them to meet us in Baltimore or at the NAACP headquarters, and also in Washington at the NAACP headquarters at 10 a.m. We are going to make them put up or shut up, and that's go for our government, too. So on that note, we don't have any more time, so I'm going to have to say goodnight to everybody. And an excellent, excellent, excellent show. We're doing good. Let's stay focused, and let's not change the way we do business, okay? Good night, everybody.
Okay, Reverend Pinkney, you going to try to get on the show tonight? You going to try? If it ain't
going to
try,
because, like I said, I got another conference call right after this one. And, I just do what I do. I'll do what I can. If you do, well, can you email me the number to call in?
Okay, I have Gloria do it again.
Okay, either one. Have them to email me the number. All right, then. That's all the time we have. Good night, all.
Good night.
Don't forget to have the minutes together for us next week.
Yes, sir.
All right.